There are two ways to look at life. Actually, that's not accurate. I suppose there are thousands of ways to look at life, but I tend to dwell on two of them. The first view is that nothing stays the same and that nothing is inherently connected, and that the only driving force in anyone's life is entropy. The second is that everything pretty much stays the same, more or less, and that everything is completely connected, even if we don't realize it. There are many mornings when I feel certain that the first perspective is irrefutably true. I wake up, I feel the inescapable oppression of the sunlight pouring through my bedroom window, and I am struck by the fact that I am alone, and that everyone is alone, and that everything I understood 7 hours ago has already changed, and that I have to learn everything again. I guess I am not a morning person. However, that feeling always passes. In fact, it's usually completely gone before lunch. Every new minute of every new day seems to vaguely improve. And I suspect that's because the alternative view, that everything is ultimately like something else and that nothing and no one is autonomous, is probably the greater truth. The math does check out. The numbers do add up. The connections might not be hardwired into the superstructure of the universe, but it feels like they are whenever I put money into a jukebox and everybody in the bar suddenly seems to be having the same conversation. And in that last moment before I fall asleep each night, I understand everything. The world is one interlocked machine, throbbing and pulsing as a flawless organism. This is why I will always hate falling asleep. What you are about to hear is an evening book. It was written in those fleeting evening moments just before I fall asleep, and it's built on this ethos. Nothing can be appreciated in a vacuum. That's what accelerated culture does. It doesn't speed things up as much as